Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The Supreme Muslim Council says that the Temple Mount in Jerusalem is Jewish. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Over a decade ago, the chief Muslim cleric for the Palestinian Authority, Mufti Sabri, stated that the claim of the Jewish people to the right of control over Jerusalem is false and that the Islamic world only recognized Islamic supervision over Jerusalem. However, it is now known that this absolute claim to Jerusalem and the Temple Mount is not absolute, according to a document recently discovered, published by the Supreme Muslim Council back in 1925, which states that the Temple Mount is the site of Solomon's Temple, and this is beyond dispute. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The discovery of a Muslim document stating that the Temple Mount in Jerusalem is Jewish is in line with biblical history and the end-time scenario for Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. I personally stood in the office of Sheikh Sabri, the Mufti of Jerusalem, and heard this chief Muslim cleric for the Palestinian Authority state that there was never a Jewish presence on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and that this site was a Muslim holy site dating back some 6,000 years. With his statement, which is a part of a campaign to convince the world that the Jews have no claim to the Temple Mount, the Mufti, Sheikh Sabri, contradicted Jewish and biblical history, but it is now known that the Mufti contradicted his own Supreme Muslim Council. The Islamic document discovered recently that states the Temple Mount was the site of Solomon's Temple, the temple built by Israel's third king, is in perfect harmony with Bible history. That's found in 2 Chronicles chapters 3 to 5. The Temple Mount in Jerusalem was also the site of the second Jewish temple built by the Jews who returned from Babylon led by Zerubbabel. And that's found in Ezra chapters 1 to 6. This sacred site to the Jewish people, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, will also be the site of the next temple to be built there as well. That is according to Bible prophecy that's found in Zechariah chapter 1, verses 14 to 16, and chapter 6, verse 12. However, until that temple of the Messiah is built, controversy will surround this holy site, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, as indicated by this newly discovered Muslim document. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...